Well, the Proteas are back after a disappointing end to their T20 Tri Series in Zimbabwe. They lost to New Zealand in the final over of that final. But some of the youngsters in the squad really stepped up throughout the series, including the likes of Dewald Brewis and Luhando Pretorius. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad is happy with how these guys came through, especially in a final.
With such a young and inexperienced side, to put up the type of performance today, I mean, that is also pleasing to see in precious situations. How the inexperienced guys like Luhando and Dierbelt stood up. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's no excuse for losing. We're still bitterly disappointed. But there were some really good things. But I sit here like disappointed because we know it's a game. We were in a position to win and we should have won.
The Proteas will now head to Australia where they'll play 3 T20s and 3 ODIs. Then in rugby news, former All Black prop Aidan Ross could make his debut for the Wallabies this weekend in the third and final test against the British and Irish Lions. He was born in Australia, moved to New Zealand as a child. The 29-year-old played his only test for the All Blacks back in 2022 and has now completed World Rugby's mandatory 3-year gap before being allowed to play for another country. It is a dead rubber on Saturday, though. The Lions have won the first two test matches, so they head to Sydney with just a little bit of pride to play for, especially for Australia, as the Lions chase a unbeaten tour, which was the main goal for Andy Farrell and his squad before they left. Then we're going to finish with swimming news. South Africa's Peter Kutzer finished second in his semi-final in the 100-meter backstroke at the World Aquatics Championships in Singapore. Qualified for tomorrow's final in the third fastest time. Earlier, Catherine van Rensburg conquered the grueling 1,500-meter women's freestyle race to finish 26th overall. And Matthew Sates finished 32 overall in the men's 200-meter freestyle. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.